If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, broadcasting from the Belco Studios. And you can also get us on the Odyssey app. Free app.
What's that sexy voice you're using?
Well, I just want to, you know, impress some people, that's all. Now that we have the Belco Studios.
Very nice.
You know?
Yeah.
We have a big ribbon cutting today, folks.
You guys should see BJ. He's in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before.
Yeah, with slides on.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah. I don't get my tie out very often, Jamie.
Yeah.
But I got up this morning, did my hair, you know, and put on the suit and tie.
Nice.
Got it all, you know, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for those people to get here with free lunch.
I know that. All BJ's been talking about, you guys, he's such a goof. He literally off the air has been like, so what do you think that they're going to have? What do you think, like, I mean, do you think we'll have sandwiches? Do you think they'll have a buffet? Like, what do you think we're going to have?
Well, there's two things I'm hitting them up for today, okay?
Okay.
I want fried chicken. So I'd like for them to bring fried chicken.
If you're listening to us right now. Where did chicken come from?
I don't know. I'm just craving fried chicken all of a sudden. There's two things. I want fried chicken, and I'd like a car loan. Yeah,
okay.
I've been eyeing a new Sierra, one of those GMCs, truck, you know, and it's a sweet one too, the 250 also.
Oh, nice,
big
nice,
but I need a car loan, so I figured I'd hit Belco up when they come here for the ribbon
cutting. That's a good idea, I'm sure they'll be very happy about that.
So if you're on your way over here with that big old ribbon, bring an application with you too for a car loan.
It's funny that you say that actually, because every job has a thing. Like, I'm sure like Dave Frazier gets so sick of people going, what's the weather going to be like, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, shut up. And then I'm sure like the people at Belco are like, their friends probably hit him up like, hey man, can you get me a deal? Can you get me a lower interest rate?
Yeah. And for me, when I go places, the only thing I hear is, hey, what's it like to work with Jamie?
That's a compliment, I hear
that a lot.
Is that a compliment?
Well, yeah. We'll call it that, okay? We'll call it that, okay?
Wait, what do they mean by
that? What's
it
like to work with Jamie?
And what's your answer?
Well, we got to move on. I want to update everybody that's holding on to tickets to go to the game on Friday, okay?
Okay.
Because, I mean, that's very important. I mean, it's a big deal around here, but I feel like some of the big, you know, the big hoopla that goes along with opening day is starting to come down just a little bit because of the weather.
Okay, can I tell you something? We have 14 people going, and already three have fallen out.
No kid.
See? I know.
I think that's going to happen with opening day, because opening day is such a celebration, and it's great for the businesses downtown, too. They're down there, you know, people are spending money, having a great time, and that still will happen, but maybe not to the level because of the weather.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see some of that, but here's the deal. The game is going to happen because the snow is not supposed to start until like the fourth or fifth inning. By then, you're sick and tired of it anyway.
Yeah, it's
and the Rockies
timing.
Are probably behind by then.
They haven't had a good start to the season.
Right?
Yeah, they're 1-3 right now. Yeah.
Wait, they've already played that many games?
Yeah, they've already played four.
I'm a huge fan.
They play again this afternoon.
Yeah, they play the Phillies, right? Yeah,
they're
Philadelphia. 1-3
They're 1-3 right now. Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, we suck.
It's gonna be a great game. <We suck. laughs>
But that's why I'm saying that by the fourth, fifth inning, you've had enough.
Yeah.
Okay. You get the hell out of there when it starts snowing.
Exactly.
But you're there for the pageantry of the beginning.
I mean, don't they do like a flyover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah, they do all kinds of
that's
stuff.
That's some pageantry.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dinger comes out and does a couple of things.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happens. I've never been to an opening day.
Right. Why am I asking you?
Full festivities of it all. You know, the only thing is that you got all those restaurants down there and bars with all those rooftops. And that's the one
that is a bummer.
That's where the weather.
Although I do recall a couple of opening days where being freezing at the top of one of those.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, but you just, everybody kind of smooshes together. But I think I'd rather be a little chilly than, I think it was it last year or the year before where it was hot? And something about beer and it being hot just kind of.
Oh, when the beer gets warm, that's not good.
No, the smell. It's just,
And a lot of those places, too, have the warmers up there, too. So, I mean, it's going to be fine.
It's going to be great.
I mean, I can't believe you had friends already checking out, though.
Yeah, we can't either. And we talk about them behind their back.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I mean, if you're going with a group of people, like if I were going with 10 people, I don't know 10 people, but if I were going with 10 people, I would back out because of the weather.
Well, they are.
Knowing that the game's going to start.
Oh, the name. We called them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're every bit of that. In my opinion. I don't know what they were.
Thank you.
I don't know what the names were. I did see this Starlink coming to United. Can I tell you something?
Wait, that was a long time ago.
No. They just announced it. They've got it on some flights, but now they're doing the entire fleet.
Oh, okay.
They had some selected flights. They'd been trying this on, okay, experimenting with it. And it's such a success that they've decided to add it to the entire fleet this next week.
I only say this because I follow United and United Flyers and all that stuff. And when they announced a long time ago, everybody said they're canceling their frequent flyer memberships.
Why?
And they're not flying because they don't like Elon.
Oh.
And so they're not flying
it's
United.
Their loss.
Oh.
I said it's their loss. I will tell you this. Anytime I've ever paid for Wi-Fi on a plane, it sucks.
It's never worth
you're
it.
You're like, why did I even pay?
It's never worth it. It's never worth it. You get up in the air and it is not the Wi-Fi that we have on the ground.
Trash,
it is not even close. It is just horrible.
Wow, you are very adamant.
It's just about it's about time they went with somebody like a Starlink or somebody that can give you some connection up there, you know?
It really is about time.
Well, I'm just telling you, Jamie. It sucks.
It does. You pay like $8 and then you can't even really stream anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't even know what the point of it is other than to message somebody, like text messaging. Yeah.
It's the biggest ripoff in the air industry
it is.
Right now.
Really?
Paying for that damn air service.
I agree. Yeah.
It is. You agree?
Yeah.
You agree?
Not the bags.
Not the luggage.
Not the bags.
No.
No, the Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi sucks.
That's where they stick it
here's
to you,
deal.
Man.
A guy like me, when I get in the air, I want to keep up with like sports scores or something like that. If I'm flying, you can't do any of that on there.
I know.
Oh, yeah, the betting just lags.
Oh,
yeah, you get those crappy TV shows. That's all you get. I got to sit there and watch Steve Harvey for 4 hours.
Is this what it's like to be in your house?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I tell the truth, Jamie. I don't hold back.
This is really, really fun.
Yeah. In fact, I've got audio too.
United Airlines says the FAA has approved plans to install Starlink internet on its jets. The airline says it plans to add that high-speed Wi-Fi technology to around 40 regional jets per month starting in May. United expects Starlink service will be available on all of its flights in the next few years, and it promises internet speed 50 times faster than current regional aircraft speeds.
Because it sucks.
And it'll be free for Mileage Plus members.
Yeah, because it sucks. That's why it's going to be 50 times faster.
Oh, it's free for Mileage Plus members?
Yeah.
That's a nice little bonus.
Yeah, a little perk there for
right
you.
There.
Oh, now I got your attention. Freeze for me. All of a sudden, we're not, we're not a bunch of dips.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about it some more now.
BJ and Jamie.
Your next chance to win free tickets later this afternoon with the Slacker Show, that again tomorrow morning at 7:30. What'd you buy?
Okay, let's guess. I like this fun game. All right. So $43, and there was three things. You'll never guess. This is kind of dumb. I mean, it could be anything, right? Yeah.
Pretty much.
We talked about it. I bought bear poop before.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the realm of like health, self-care, something.
Nope. You know what I bought?
What?
Betty White stamps. Yep. Sure did. Three sheets of them. Yep.
Betty White stamps.
Betty White stamps.
For what reason?
Because Betty White is cool.
Those are iconic.
Yes.
So you're going to collect them?
No, I'm going to use them. Well, at least one sheet.
But what do you mail that you would use stamps for?
I have to mail the raccoon guy as check. The guy that took care of the raccoon at my dad's house. Mm. Yeah.
Sheets of these. I mean, that's going to last a while.
Well,
Jamie.
Maybe one I'll like frame.
I mean, they're not forever stamps. So
they are.
Yeah. Oh, they're forever.
Yeah, I got the forever Betty White.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't.
You
even
never know when you need some stamps.
Exactly. And I don't even have to lick her. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So they came out. They just came out March 27th.
Huh.
Yeah. Betty White stamps.
Well, good
stamps.
For you.
I know. Pretty excited. But I can see that you're as excited as I am about my Betty White stamps.
Yeah, I was expecting something a little more flashy, actually.
That's pretty cool. I bet you anything, Carson goes home and buys some Betty White stamps.
Absolutely. Put them in my cart right now.
I'm telling you.
When you're a follower.
Wait, okay.
It's Betty White.
No, I'm just saying. You're not going to go home and buy them.
Okay, can I just tell you the honest truth? I'm a follower, too, because two girls in my group bought them, and I was like, well, I want some. Yeah.
No kidding? Is that how it worked? Yeah.
You got the FOMO of the Betty White stamps.
I didn't just think about buying Betty White stamps, and my friend, she's like, look what I got. And then another one's like, I just went on USPS or whatever and got some too. And I was like, okay, because they take Apple Pay.
For me, it's got to be a certain category for me to be a follower. I think we're all kind of guilty of that at some point, you know?
But
for me, it's technology. If I see something, scrolling through my feed or whatever, and it looks really, really cool, then all of a sudden I want it because I want to be that guy that has it. Nobody else has it.
You have a weird addiction, though.
What?
Flashlights.
I do like, I love flashlights.
I don't get this. That's the thing I don't get. Like, you love.
I love, guys, I can't even express to you enough how much I love flashlights. I do.
It's so weird.
But
you guys,
some people.
Like, he'll just get a box here and we're like, what'd you get? It's a flashlight.
He even has a beanie with a flashlight. Like,
in his head.
Yeah. I love it. I do. I don't know what it is about flashlights, but
Were you raised without power?
Kind of.
We were in the dark all the time.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't either.
I just find them fascinating. The more alumni that I have, I feel like I'm the king of the world.
Oh my God,
I do.
It's a simple pleasure.
All right, I got two or three, actually. I've got hats.
Yeah, you do love hats.
I am a guy of hats. I collect more hats for no reason at all. They mean nothing to me.
Right.
Except for, I like that look for some reason. And I'll bet you I have 500 hats.
What's the A stand for on your head?
Atlanta.
Are you a fan?
It's baseball season.
Oh.
I wear it because it's baseball season this week. It's first full week of baseball, and I like the Atlanta Braves.
Okay. Yeah, Tennessee doesn't have a team, so that's the one you grow up with.
It's the closest one.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were either fans of Atlanta or Cincinnati, one of the two.
Sure.
So I'm an Atlanta Braves. Not really a big fan, but it's a hat.
It is a hat.
It's all about hats. That and flashlights.
And I think it's so gross you wash them with your dishes.
That's disgusting. Yeah.
That is so gross.
Well, they deserve good treatment.
No, but you actually have, you told us you even have dishes in there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
Yeah. I spray the hat down with Shout.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
Oh, well, that's got to be great for the chemicals.
I do the Shout here, and then I'll put one of those soap things in the little container, in the little door, and then I wash it all together.
Just getting forehead
that way,
sweat all over your glasses.
Listen.
Then as soon as the cycle is done, I got a clean head, a clean dish.
Multitasking at its finest.
Thank you. Thank you. It saves water. I'm big on conserving water. I'm a very planet kind of person.
Yeah.
I love our planet. I do.
It's nasty.
It's ridiculous. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios. Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Listen,
no,
I'm a friend. I'm a friend.
I know,
you know that.
It's on me because I asked. I did ask. So.
All right. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not like Carson. I'm not like Schmidl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not like a lot of people, that is.
Yeah.
Where, and nothing against you guys. I love you guys to death. But I'm not like you guys. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer.
I am
not going to sugarcoat it because I feel like I'm going to hurt your feelings for you.
You sure didn't.
And you guys would. I don't. So yeah. Jamie asked me a question.
Okay. So first of all, like if you know that you have an ailment, let's say, like, you know, my girlfriend went on a dating site and the guy never told her that he stuttered. And so she was shocked, like when she met him, because he couldn't get a word out on the date. Right.
Yeah.
Because he stuttered, and he should have maybe just come right out before they met and said, I stutter. Right. So I asked BJ, I go, I'm in a kind of a predicament today because we have a big, big party today with Belko and all these people are coming in, and I had injections yesterday and Lindsay, I mean, she's just amazing at facial aesthetics, but she told me, she goes, look, you're going to be swollen. It's going to take you need an ice roller and stuff. And it's going to take a couple of days before the swelling went down. Cause she did all this stuff. Like she pulled up my neck and like she pulled up the side of my face. Like it looks amazing. I'm like, holy crap, but it's swollen. It's really, really, really swollen.
Really swollen. I mean,
it's,
a lot.
It's really swollen and
puffy.
It's very puffy.
Puffy.
It's because yes, okay. Because the problem is I took aspirin beforehand, and so then it bruised, and it's on me anyway. So a lot of it's my fault. But here's the thing: I said, do you think that when these people come, do I act like I don't know that my face is swollen, or do I tell them?
There's a ribbon cutting ceremony today here at the radio station that is mandatory that we're here for.
Right.
With Belko.
Otherwise,
not that we don't want to be here.
Well, I kind of don't with my face
here.
The way it looks.
Okay, so,
to be honest.
So then Jamie asked me.
So I said, should I tell them, like, look, I know my face is swollen and bruised. It's because I got all the stuff done. Or do I just act like I don't know that it looks like this? And BJ said, and I quote, oh, God, I would definitely tell him.
I'd overexplain it. They're going to notice. They're going to notice,
yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah,
I notice.
I know.
I mean, they're going to notice. Yeah. So, yes, yeah. I think that instead of saying nothing, when they're looking you square in the face and they're kind of, their eyes are rolling all around your face like this, then that means that they're noticing. So you need to explain it to them, okay?
My God.
It's like my wife. My wife will come downstairs sometimes. Yeah. She'll have something on and she'll say, does this make me look heavy? Yeah. Yeah, it does.
You tell her that?
Yeah.
You say
no
that?
No way.
Yeah. Then she'll come down with something else on, and it will say, does this make me look? No, that looks very good on you. That looks extremely good on you.
Well, then,
do these shoes match this dress, or are they look a little cloggy? No, they look cloggy. They don't look good. They don't look good at all.
Well, I'll tell you.
But I do that.
Okay, well, I guess I would appreciate that. I mean, it'd be hard to hear, but I guess I do appreciate that because I'd want to know.
Yeah.
Whereas I talked to Carson the other day forever, right? And I had a gigantic booger talking
there
with me. And he never told me.
He wouldn't say a word.
He wouldn't say a word.
No.
And I know that the booger was wiggling with my words.
Oh, it had a face.
Yeah, because I looked at it in the mirror when I got in my car. I was like, what is it?
Well,
and it was like, and he wouldn't tell me.
Well, it's just kind of awkward, you know. I mean, there's a booger.
Just say we worked together this
Jamie,
close. Just say there's a booger talking with you.
A guy like Carson.
Yeah.
His wife's put him in his place, okay? He's in his place. He knows better. He knows better.
Yeah.
You know, me, now I'll come back and say, man, you've got a hanger out that nose, girl.
And I would appreciate that.
You need to fix it quick.
Yeah. Because
we have a lady here that you can tell she has children, okay?
What does that mean?
Because she's very motherly.
Oh.
She's very motherly.
I was like, what?
Yeah, no. She's a very
motherly. You saved it.
So
I was like, where is
this? We're down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I'm talking to her, and she goes, come here a minute. And she takes me to the side over by the float, and she reaches in and pulls out a hanky, and she goes, here, a big one right there. You need to get rid of it now. She goes, I'm a mom. I got three kids.
Yeah.
I get it. I so admired that.
That was very nice.
I thought,
yeah.
You know what, Allison? You're a wonderful person.
It was Allison told you?
She's now my buddy. She is. Her and I talk all the time now because she saved me
my gosh.
From that booger.
Yeah. Yeah, because not only did I talk to Carson, but then Upsy was out there, and you know how hot he is. And then he saw the talking booger.
See, you could have fixed it, Carson. She didn't have to walk into that scene if you'd just been honest.
So you know what you are technically is a C blocker.
Yeah. Because you don't expose the booger when the booger's fully exposed.
And then the booger causes a problem down the line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to learn.
That's not hot. It's not hot to talk to Upsy with a booger. It's just not.
I think you have to learn to just tell the truth sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
If somebody asks you, if I ask somebody, hey, how do I look today? I want the right answer. Yeah. I don't want to be sugarcoated.
By
you
the
know?
Way, today you pulled it all together.
Yeah, I did pull it together today. Yeah. Now, there are days that I'm just hideous, okay? Yeah. I'm very hideous on days. But, and Jamie will let me know. Yeah. Oh. She's my buddy.
I am.
Yeah.
But Carson, not a word.
Carson never says a word.
You know why?
You've never said a word to me.
He wants you and I to look bad.
You think that's it? Oh, I don't think that's it.
I think he's like, I want Jamie to talk to Upsy with a booger in the nose.
No.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I don't think it's, I think he's afraid of you. I think
Who
he's
would
afraid.
Be afraid of me? I'm so damn sweet.
I think him and Spadil both are afraid of you.
No, are you guys afraid of me?
I know Spadil is.
I wouldn't tell you the booger's there.
Yeah,
no.
See? Yeah.
What are you afraid of me?
I wouldn't tell you the booger's there.
He's answering it, Jamie, in his way. But he is. He gets terrified of
you. Wow. Yeah. Why am I fearful? I mean, why?
Because he's afraid you're going to yell at him or go get him fired or something.
Well, I think that you're more fear. I mean, he should be more afraid of you.
Nah,
I feel like I'm nice.
He isn't afraid of me. He's afraid of you.
No, are you afraid of him?
That's why I yell back at him sometimes because I'm not afraid of him.
He's not afraid of me. Me and him are buddies.
So bad that you're afraid of me.
Spadil and I, we can fight like cats and dogs, man, but we'll leave here. We're all fine. We're down there in the parking lot talking about his car, his crappy tires and all that. Wow. Hey, he and I, we get it. We get it. But he's afraid of you.
Do you think that a lot of people are afraid of me?
No.
What
I don't
is
know
that
if they're,
voice?
Well, I'm not afraid of you. You know
no,
that.
No, I know you're not.
Carson is a little bit because, I mean, he's got to side with you on everything.
Oh,
he does
God.
Because he fears you in a way. Spadil does too. Spadil comes in here and he's like a little puppy man in the morning. Before you get here, he's got to make sure that your area is clean, your screen on your computer, he'll clean that off. He doesn't give a rat's ass about me.
Wow.
He won't even, I barely get him to do anything
for
me.
He doesn't ask us how our computer
never does, no, does he, Carson?
Ever.
You know it.
I would never
but he's so,
ever
so
think
in
that
fear
anybody
of you.
Would be afraid of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
makes me sad.
Yeah. No, I don't think everybody in the building is. A large majority are. But now that we have the truth out here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
bad.
A lot of Jamie fear in this building.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Jamie, I'm going to let you explain this first because it's the bench in the park. Karen's.
Okay. But before we do real, but before we do really quick, I like this idea. Just real quick for your friends. Yeah. Have a booger code word.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that smart?
Yeah.
So like when
very.
You're with your group of friends or whatever, you go like, do you like Pepsi? And that means
you got a booger?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I like code words like that.
Yeah. I'd forget the code word. I'd come back with I love Pepsi.
All right, getting back to what
you got a cold one? Yeah, I'll take one. No problem. Yeah.
Getting back to what you were talking about. Yeah, sorry.
There's a bench that's in a park, and these ladies go off on this mom that's sitting there waiting on her kid to come back. Okay.
Okay, so like my girlfriend has a bench in Lake Havasu for her son who passed away, and it has his name in loving memory of his name, right? And so she really enjoys it when we're out on the boat, and she sees people sitting on it, and you know, and they always walk by it every time, and it just means a lot to her. So this particular incident is there's a woman, her sister had passed away, and so she had in a loving memory bench put in the park.
Public park,
right. And so I guess this little kid left his like Fritos or whatever, Doritos, on the bench and went to use the bathroom. And the sister saw that there was trash on the bench.
No, the mom is still sitting on the bench.
Correct.
Waiting on the kid to come back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
But the bag of chips is just sitting there.
And the sister goes ballistic.
This bench I donated because of my late sister passed away.
Okay, so my son just set it there and he walked to the bathroom and he'll be back soon and we'll pick it up.
I'm asking if it can.
Okay, but now you're attacking me because it's just sitting there.
And my son will bring it. I'm asking you to be respectful.
Okay, well, you're not being respectful to ask. Absolutely not, no.
No, she was.
Come on, look at the plaque.
She asked if it was okay, and you said no.
Yeah, because my son just set it down, and he's going to come right back and pick it up. It's really not that big of a deal.
I don't want trash next to my sister's bench.
No. Messing at me.
So, this woman, her sister, so she paid for this bench because she had a very difficult life. Just stop talking for 1 minute so I can tell your children.
I don't even know.
Oh my God.
Well, you missed it too because it's not even the whole thing. The lady grabs the Doritos and throws them in the trash can.
Wow. Man, oh man.
So the only thing I can figure out is she's still in pain. You know, and you know how like people just lash out, like, you know, that's the only thing I can figure out. Like she's still hurting from her sister's loss.
Or they're just not comprehending the fact that the kid's coming back, that it's not going to be left there.
Right. I mean, the mom is right there and like acknowledging, yes, those are my kids', you know, Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot.
A person like that that's reacting like this sister, they shouldn't be buying benches for their sisters. If they can't handle that, they don't need. Well, they should put the money somewhere else.
And could it be that she is one of those people that like she bought the bench and she wants everybody to know about it, and she like sticks around and stays around
knows
that area.
The story about it.
Yeah, and like wants to tell people and make it about her.
Once you buy a bench and once you put the plaque on there and once you put it in a public park, it belongs to the public.
Right.
It's not yours anymore. It's just commemorative for your sister, which you can go by there, sit on it, do whatever, but everybody else gets to use it too. That's what it's about.
How they
right?
wish. Yeah.
My mom has a bench with her name on it. She passed away. It's in the community center in our hometown.
Nice.
That's where it sits.
Right.
I don't know who uses it.
Right.
I don't know who leaves trash on it. If they do, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's better than having a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame where people actually poop on it. So there's one.
That's true.
Look at me with the upside.
Could be worse.
And the downside of the star on the Hollywood Fame is you're still alive to see people poop
on
your name.
That's true, too. Yeah.
At least this person's gone, you know. They don't have to worry about those chips, right?
Yeah, that is.
Crazy scene.
I know.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.